prioritize our own energy field. So it's very simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of trouble, but it does take a bit of self-relief. So what does it entail really is your intention. If you simply hold the intention to release any energies that, that are not inviting, that are not witnessing your highest truth. So in other words, somebody's in fear, somebody's in lack, whatever it may be. Just by holding the intention, and you can just imagine like the winds sweeping it away, or the white light just showering new vitality and just kind of washing it away. So it's not what we do, it's really our intention, and just sort of play with it. But there's a lot of, turbulence, because that doesn't sound very pretty. There's a lot happening energetically. So we want to remember that we prioritize our own vessel, our own vehicle, and that we attune to our own good value. In other words, just don't open yourself up for anything all day long without attending, you know, almost like the windshield wipers in the car or whatever. It's like, oh, they're getting dirty. Let me just, you know, do the wiper fluid. It's not a big deal. You don't make a big fuss. On the other hand, you don't keep driving and not attend to the windshield. So they're just very friendly PSA announcement here. So funny. All right, one moment, guys. Yeah, it's the same message. So they're asking us to prioritize self-love. So self-love is prioritizing our energy field. It's not making anybody else wrong, because the second we go into judgment, guess what? We're in lack. We're in ego. So it's more so of remembering to provide. So this is what you want to remember, the word provide, provisions. Provide for your upkeep. You know, it's like if you have a home, you're going to clean the leaves. If you have a car, you're going to use your wipers. So you want to provide for your own upkeep and not wait for the next day to go into meditation or whatever. You know, a simple brush stroke, a simple release of energies that are not supporting victory. In other words, to not go into someone else's story, someone else's tradition. So someone else's tradition may be very similar to your old tradition. So it may be very easy to be like, by the time you finish, it's like, yeah, you know, I should be scared, shouldn't I? So as we will receive our just provisions. So remember, this is all about provisions. Just provisions is, this is what's due us. Because remember, we're climbing the staircase. We're climbing the ladder. We're moving into higher relevance and currency. So as we will receive our just position provisions and attainment, we will arrive. Now we're arriving in consciousness. We're arriving in our truth. We're arriving in, they're saying, in our alma mater. So in other words, we're returning. So when we open up to our just provisions, it's like you packed your picnic and it's lunchtime, so you're sitting down, you're having your lunch. You're not worried about, is the sandwich in the paper bag? You brought it. So we want to get very comfortable with the idea that we're returning to source. And as we return, well, the provisions are there and steady. And this is very essential that we remember that the provisions are steady. In other words, steady flow, steady increase, steady arrival. So as we attune often, so the often is whether you show up a group, whether you do your prayers, whether you remember to clear out the dust bunnies. But you show up often to your highest approach, because we're the ones that signal the readiness. We're the ones that say, yes, I can. We're the ones that like reach up and touch the stars, because we're actually touching them energetically. Remember, there's no separation. So as we attune to false folly, in other words, as we align with mass consciousness, well, that's how we're solving things from that old lifestyle. Again, there's no error, but there's a twist and a turn. As we bring ourselves into higher focus. So again, this ongoing provision. So just imagine a waterfall where the water is going whether you see it or not. It's like if something falls in the forest, it doesn't make a sound. So in this case, it's falling, it's streaming. And so when we return, in our example, there is source. It's not like we need the opposite. There is ongoing presence because there is no separation. So what we're entitled to is full focus. So full focus is we come upon our witnessing. We come upon our highest value. We come upon our designated gifting. In other words, here we are in our path. We're ready to receive, and we receive in good measure. So we don't really receive like just a tiny little bit. We receive in good measure. So it's for us to return often. It's for us to allow that full consent. So full consent is where we're learning how to let go and trust our higher communication, our higher commitment. Now, this is where we're releasing our old objective. Our old objective still believes that we have to do it alone, and we get value of doing it alone. So when we're receiving in full measure and full abundance, we're moving into the unknown for a short time because it's unknown. It's newly acquired in terms of our conscious recognition. So we're getting used to closing the gap. In other words, we're getting used to taking that leap of faith. We're getting used to receiving ourselves in good measure, in full endowment. And we're learning to be in charge. Because remember, we're the ones receiving the good provisions. We're clearing our energy fields. We're the one consenting our new approach. So new in terms of transference of recognition. New in terms of in this incarnation, it appears to be new. But again, it's a systematic return planned all along. There's my lunch. That's what I packed. So as we will receive our just arrival. Now, when I said just arrival, there's a download. So the just arrival is, and here we are. And here we are in our new agreement. So we're adjusting to a new energy field, new arrival. Oh, the new costumes arrived, the new outfits. So we're adjusting to like a new foundation. And what they mean by that is we're receiving ourselves in a higher frequency, in a higher advanced state. So it seems like everything is the same, but as we tune into this newfound broadcast, things shift because we're receiving ourselves in a new vibrational outlook and field. Now, this is what creates our destiny. This is where what we were doing before suddenly doesn't feel right. Well, I've been doing it for forever, but I just don't feel like doing it anymore because we're seeking higher ground. So as we will allow ourselves full promotion, that is, we trust our higher consent. We trust our divine self. As we receive ourselves in full promotion, we allow twists and turns. In other words, whatever we have contracted to bring forth for the benefit of all, that's what's coming into our field of awareness now. So some of us are on top of riddles. Well, I would be glad to do all that if someone would just give me the go-ahead and solve what's right in front of me. So we want to remember, because we're activated, because we're the seers, because we're opening up to these new currencies before the masses, it's like we come upon these stumbling blocks where at first it may feel like confusion. But remember, we each carry a destiny. So as we solve it, it not forces us, but it commands, to our dismay sometimes initially, because it requires a new approach is what it is. So when I say to our dismay, I don't really mean that. But what I mean is we may have a tiny moment of frustration, or I just wish this wasn't here, make it go away, anything like that. Because we're ready to bring forth our new tomorrow. We're ready to solve it from our new advanced treasure. So in other words, from our new perceptions, from our new allowances. And it may feel like a little tiny bit of requiring a stretch, because we are stretching our holy vision now into our new tomorrows. So we're not taking ourselves from our old status. We're moving into higher engagement. And then we bring forth the new provisions. So whatever it is that's going to teach us mastery, or something that was plaguing us in the past, may suddenly reappear, because now we're completing our destiny. So the more that we can relax and embrace all occurrences with our new foundation, because remember, we're at a higher platform now, we bring forth our arrival. So as we will receive our holy, I'm just going to say advancement. And when I say advancement, when I receive this, I just feel stronger. I haven't necessarily solved anything in my linear affairs per se, but I feel more equipped. I feel like I'll just have a better handle on things somehow, in ways I can't really explain. Like, I just feel expanded, I guess is the best way of saying this. So again, we're allowing that broad stroke arrival, in other words, to stay in our old platform. It's just going to be repetitive. And so when we are graduating, when we're saying yes, we're activating our destiny. So this is have opportunity for growth and have the newest claim in order to bring that into full manifestation. So as we will allow, they're saying this like historic rite of passage. In other words, we're signing off. It's almost like there's a split, like a fork in the road, and we're moving into a new timeline. So this is going to occur one way or the other, but when we say yes, when we're proactive in terms of making forth this request, this agreement, they're showing me the card, what's that called? Suffering in silence. So this is the old timeline, suffering in silence. Let's all just have community and bonding, the suffering. So this is the old circumstance, victimhood, powerlessness. The new approach is, wait a minute, I've signed on up for this, for victory, for unity consciousness, to bring everything in upright positioning. So as we will seal our fate, it's like there's further endowment, further support, further, I'm going to say encouragement, but it's not like rah, rah, you'll go, you can do it. The encouragement is an energetic transference. So it's energy that supports our arrival, helps us to preview our new approach. In other words, the energies cause inspiration. Now, we still have free will if we want to play along. We always have free will. But it's like being given new directions. And the new directions is ourselves and you could say future state, but again, we're making it all present because the future is in the now, as we will open up to it, as we will receive it. So as we will receive our, the words are just stumbling here because it's not in English. So the downloads are not in English. So sometimes I'm like, well, it would be the right English word for this. Sometimes I'm stumbling tonight because I'm almost forgetting I'm in group, to be honest. It's like I have left the airplane at this point. So I have to come back to bring forth words. And this is good. This is good because this is indicating the good transference is what they're saying. In other words, I'm not the only one that's working on other levels, by the way. We're all doing this in union. We're all doing this in union. So we're receiving this energy on multiple platforms. So as we will receive with just provisions, in other words, it's due us as we open up to receive. We do so with a gladdened heart. So this means we welcome it in. We welcome it in. We drop the defenses, we drop the boundaries, and permit our divine self, permit that divine union. So they're showing me the card of hope. And that card, I worked with it with someone today. It's got beautiful, brilliant golden light. And in the middle of that light, I noticed is like a figure. And so that figure represents our true self. So this is what we're becoming acquainted with, operating out of. They're showing me like Glenda the Good Witch. In other words, this is how we create future circumstances, what we would term to be a little bit magical. Because remember, when you work out of 3D, we work bottom up rather than moving into proper alignment. So as we move into alignment, we create instantly. Remember, because we're receiving it, connecting to, establishing it. They're saying in victory, in English, in frequency. So as we align in frequency, as we come into full agreement, we attract. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to take the long way home. We simply align. So as we will receive, allow these energies to stir all advanced states. That means all your new next steps, let them be known. Allow yourself to be gifted. Allow yourself to see. Allow yourself to be fully committed. Well, if it's for my best and highest good, I'm on board. So anything where you say yes to your possibilities. Again, always for your best and highest good. This is your higher self directing, providing, leading. And what we're doing is coming into full union. Let us receive. All right, it is good.